Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel, Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our second installment of Halachos of Traveling. So when discussing Tefillas HaDerech, a very common question that's asked is what happens if someone has a multi-day trip? Person is going on a cross-country drive, they're sleeping over different nights. So do you say Tefillas HaDerech once? Do you say Tefillas HaDerech multiple times? So the general model in Halacha revolves around what we call Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas is when I make a bracha on something. If I lose my mental connectivity to the thing that I'm making the bracha on, then if I continue the action, I'll need a new bracha. So how does this apply in this context? If a person is driving and they're spending the day driving, even if they take a break to stretch their legs or something like that, it's all with the understanding it's a brief break and then they're continuing the drive. So there's no Hesach Hadas. A person can drive for 15 hours in a day, say Tefillas HaDerech at the beginning of the trip, and no need to repeat it. But if a person sleeps somewhere during the night, stops their trip, and goes to sleep, the act of going to sleep while they were no longer traveling, certainly if they go, if they stop at a home or a hotel or motel or something and lie and sleep in a bed, something in a very set way, that's considered Hesach Hadas. That's considered to detach the mental connection to the original bracha. And therefore, if there's a second leg of the trip, so the person travels for however many hours on day one, then they sleep over somewhere or another, and then they get up in the morning on day two and they continue the trip, so then the halacha is they're supposed to say another Tefillas HaDerech at the beginning of the trip on day two. Now, let's say a person slept while they were traveling. People drive through the night and they switch off driving, and whoever is not driving catches some sleep. So the fact that it's not sleeping in a set way, and even while the person is sleeping, the travel, the journey is continuing, that's not considered a Hesach Hadas, and therefore, if people travel through the night, there'd be no need to make another bracha. What the necessity for the new bracha, certainly, by the way, if a person took an overnight flight somewhere, and they just slept on the plane, there's certainly no necessity for a new bracha of Tefillas HaDerech when they get up in the morning. But if a person stops the trip and sleeps in a set way, then when they continue the trip the next day, they would make a new Tefillas HaDerech. You could have another scenario. It's interesting to think about. Let's say this is also a Hesach Hadas example. Let's say a person started a drive and they drive 5 hours and they say, you know what, I'm really done for the day. It was rainy. It was this, is that. I'm exhausted. I'm going to stay over somewhere tonight, and then I'm going to continue the trip tomorrow. And I don't know, they try to find the hotel, or they stop somewhere for something to eat or drink, and they find the second wind. And all of a sudden, whereas they thought that their trip was over and they were going to they stopped somewhere and this is the end of the trip for the day, now they changed their mind. So if they stopped their trip temporarily and they thought they were stopping for the day, which means that in their mind, the next time they travel is going to be tomorrow, and then they'll need to make a new Tefillas HaDerech. So the fact that they thought they were going to need to make a new Tefillas HaDerech, the halacha would be that that's Hesach Hadas. That cuts off the mental connectivity. And even if it's the same day, if they thought their trip was over for the day and then they decided to continue, then they actually would say Tefillas HaDerech yet again, even on the same day. Another topic when it comes to Tefillas HaDerech, you might see sometimes when people say Tefillas HaDerech, they make it their business to say some other bracha immediately before they say Tefillas HaDerech. What's that all about? So you have an issue like this. It's very interesting. Tefillas HaDerech is a bracha. It's a prayer to Hashem. We end it with Baruch Atah Shomei HaTefillah, the language of a blessing, but we don't begin it with a language of Baruch. We just say, Yehi Ratzon B'lefanecha, may it be your will, God, to protect us, etc. So that's actually a little bit strange. So a way to make it less strange is to adjoin this bracha to another bracha, what's called a bracha smucha l'chaverta, a bracha adjoined to another one. And when you have a bracha adjoined to another one, it's not strange to begin the second bracha without saying Baruch, because it's considered to come on the coattails of the Baruch that ended the first bracha. A classic example of this is Shmona Esrei. Shmona Esrei, we begin Shmona Esrei with Baruch, and then in general, in the brachos of Shmona Esrei, we don't begin them each with a Baruch, and the reason is because they're coming on the heels of a bracha that just ended with a Baruch. And therefore, you'll see this is a concept, the Shulchan Aruch brings it down from the Maram Rotenberg, there's a concept of trying to adjoin Tefillas HaDerech to follow, to have Tefillas HaDerech follow another bracha. So, for example, the bracha could be that a person just had a snack and they make a bracha achrona, they make an after bracha, and then immediately after saying the bracha achrona, they begin Tefillas HaDerech. It could be they use the bathroom. Immediately after saying the bracha for the bathroom, Asher Yatzar, they begin Tefillas HaDerech. But that's the rationale for doing that. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.